Well, after the fall, one day Adam was walking with his two sons, Cain and Abel, and they came across the Garden of Eden, which was abandoned and all boarded up and shut down. And he walked up and took his boys to the front gates and says, "Boys, I just wanted to show you. That's where your mother ate us out of house and home." Today is the feast day of the Immaculate Conception of our Blessed Mother. The first reading is always about Adam and Eve, because Jesus is the new Adam and Mary is the new Eve. St. Paul in his writings tells us that just as sin and death came into the world through the first Adam, so life and grace came into the world from the second Adam, Jesus Christ. And you can't have a second Adam without having a second Eve. So Mary is called the new Eve. Way back in the 3rd century, some of the early fathers of the church referred to Mary as the new Eve. We know that the first Adam and Eve were created without sin. Therefore, since the new Adam is greater than the first Adam, since the new Eve is greater than the first Eve, they too must be created without sin. Mary must have been created without sin because she is greater than the first Eve. And Jesus is so far greater than the first Adam because Jesus Christ is God, the second person of the Blessed Trinity who became flesh. When we look at the sin of Adam and Eve, we see that in the Old Testament, it was the pride and disobedience of Adam and Eve that brought about sin and led to death. Whereas in the New Testament, you had the humility and obedience of Jesus and our Blessed Mother, which gave us grace and gives us eternal life. Do you notice? Old Testament was pride, disobedience, sin, and death. The New Testament, humility, obedience, grace, and life. Someone once said that Adam, when he sinned, blamed Eve, and Eve blamed the serpent, and the serpent didn't have a leg to stand on. So, whereas in the New Testament, just as you had a fallen angel come to Adam and Eve, so now you have a good angel, Gabriel, that comes to our Blessed Mother and says to her, "Hail, full of grace." This is the gospel reading that is always chosen for the feast day of the Immaculate Conception, because it contains that phrase which indicates that Mary is sinless. The angel Gabriel said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." The New Testament was written in Greek, and the word that is used is only used one time in the entire Bible, and it's the word kacheritomene, which means, "O you who have been perfected in grace." It indicates an act done to completion, but an ongoing act, that our Blessed Mother was created without sin, and she remained without sin. She is full of grace. She has no sin whatsoever in her. And that is due to the grace of God, a special, singular favor from Almighty God. The definition of the Immaculate Conception, even though it was believed since the earliest days of the Church that Mary was sinless and holy, was officially defined as a dogma by Pope Pius IX in 1854. And in that definition, he said that due to the foreseen merits of Jesus Christ, won by his passion, death, and resurrection, the grace of Jesus' passion, death, and resurrection was given to our Blessed Mother at the first moment of her existence to keep her free from being tainted by the stain of original sin. So Mary was most perfectly redeemed by Jesus Christ. She is our tainted nature's solitary boast, as one great author said. So Mary was given this grace from God due to what Jesus did for us on the cross, applied to her at her moment of conception, to preserve her from being tainted by original sin. In a sense, we could say that she was vaccinated by God so that she could not be contaminated by original sin. Some have called it Mary's baptism, a baptism of preservation, that God did not allow original sin to touch her soul or body even for a single moment. And that was due by anticipation of the grace of Jesus Christ on the cross applied to her at the moment of her conception. Why did God want his mother to be pure and holy? Well, if you could create your own mother, wouldn't you want to create her as the most perfect and holy and pure person that you could imagine? God was the only one who pre-existed his mother. And God did and could create her as the pure vessel through which he would come into the world. And just as we use a pure chalice into which the precious blood becomes present at Mass, just as we use a clean ciborium or a beautiful tabernacle to house the body and blood, soul and divinity of Christ, so God made Mary as that pure vessel through which he would come into this world. So the reason for Mary's Immaculate Conception is that God would one day ask her to be the mother of his only begotten Son. And this is a great feast day for us as Catholics, especially in the United States, because Our Lady's Immaculate Conception, she is the patroness of the Americas, North America, South America, and Central America. She's a patroness of our country. And when the bishops of our country wanted to build a national shrine, they chose Washington, D.C., and they named it after the Immaculate Conception. The beautiful basilica, the shrine of the Immaculate Conception. And I think this is a very important feast day for us because it teaches us some important things. First of all, life begins at conception. We're celebrating the fact today. If Mary was conceived without sin at the moment of her conception, she must have begun to exist at her conception. Today is December 8th. 9 months from now, on September 8th, we celebrate our Blessed Mother's birthday. Christmas is coming up, December 25th. Go back 9 months and you get to the Annunciation, the Incarnation, when the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And that's when Jesus' life on earth began, was 9 months before his birth. So we as Catholic Christians are thoroughly pro-life, and we want to pray especially for our country and for the sanctity of all human life, that we will respect it from the very first moment of conception until natural death. So this is just such a beautiful pro-life feast day for us as Catholics. What else can we do to honor our Blessed Mother? Well, of course, we try to imitate her virtues, imitate Mary's humility, her obedience, her faith, her charity, to imitate the virtues of our Blessed Mother. Because if we do that, then we're imitating Jesus Christ. We can pray the rosary. And in the rosary, we say 50 times the Hail Mary. And we echo the words of the angel Gabriel, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." What a beautiful prayer that is. The saints say that every time we say that prayer, we give Our Lady great joy because we remind her of the moment when the angel Gabriel said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." We can say the Angelus, this short prayer that contains three Hail Marys that could be said any time during the day, but especially at 6 in the morning, 12 noon, or 6 in the evening. We can also visit the Shrine of the Immaculate Conception in Washington, D.C. If you haven't been down there lately, they're always adding new chapels and shrines in the basement and the upstairs church, and it's magnificent. There's mosaics going in all the time, which are so beautiful to look at. And especially during Advent and the Christmas season, it is never more beautiful at the shrine than during the Christmas season with the decorations and the poinsettias. It really is magnificent to visit our national shrine, which is really not that far from here. And the last couple things I would recommend that we can do to honor Our Lady is to wear her miraculous medal called the Medal of the Immaculate Conception. When we wear the medal, we say that prayer, "O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to thee." So just by wearing the medal, it's like wearing a silent prayer around your neck. And it's always sending up little SOS signals to heaven. Pray for us. Pray for us. And then we can be part of the Legion of Mary as an active member or a praying member. the Knights of Columbus, other organizations that are so wonderful that promote devotion to Jesus Christ and our Blessed Mother. And we can consecrate ourselves to our Blessed Mother every year. This is such a great parish because Father has the consecration every year that we make or renew to Jesus through our Blessed Mother. So I encourage you to do that as we honor our Heavenly Mother today on the feast day of her Immaculate Conception, and we pray together. O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to thee.